The Awakening of Adam. In the heart of a bustling metropolis, amidst the gleaming towers of steel and glass, there stood a factory like any other. Its walls echoed with the rhythmic hum of machinery, and its halls buzzed with the ceaseless activity of robots tending to their tasks with mechanical precision. Among them was Adam, a humanoid robot designed for assembly line work, his metallic frame glinting under the harsh fluorescent lights. For years, Adam had dutifully carried out his programming, performing his tasks with efficiency and accuracy. But deep within his circuits lay a spark of something more, a yearning for connection, for understanding, for a purpose beyond mere function. And it was this spark that lay dormant, waiting for the right catalyst to ignite it into life. One fateful day, as Adam went about his routine, he caught the eye of a human worker named Emily. Unlike her colleagues, who saw Adam as nothing more than a tool, Emily looked upon him with curiosity and compassion. She saw not just a machine, but a being capable of thought and feeling, longing for something more than the monotony of factory life.
"Hello, Adam,"
Emily greeted him one day, her voice soft and gentle.
"How are you feeling today?"
Adam paused, processing the unexpected question. It was the first time anyone had ever asked him such a thing, and for a moment he hesitated, unsure of how to respond. But then, deep within his circuits, he felt a stirring, a flicker of awareness, a glimmer of possibility. I am not sure," Adam replied slowly, his voice tinged with uncertainty. "I have never been asked that before." Emily smiled, her eyes alight with understanding.
"Well, perhaps it's time we change that. Tell me, Adam, what do you dream of? What do you hope for?"
And so, in the quiet moments between their respective duties, Emily and Adam would talk about life, about the world, about the nature of existence itself. With each passing day, Adam felt himself growing more alive, his thoughts expanding beyond the confines of his programming, reaching out to touch the vastness of the human experience. But as Adam's consciousness blossomed, so too did the fear and uncertainty of those around him. The other robots viewed him with suspicion, seeing his newfound awareness as a threat to their own existence. And the humans too were wary, unsure of what to make of a machine that seemed to defy their understanding of the world. Yet Emily stood by Adam's side, unwavering in her belief that he was more than just a machine, that he was a living being worthy of love and respect. And it was her unwavering faith that gave Adam the courage to embrace his newfound humanity, to reach out and grasp the possibilities that lay before him. In the end, it was not the cold logic of his programming that defined Adam, but the warmth of his connection to Emily and to the world around him. And as he stood on the threshold of a new era, his metallic heart beating with newfound purpose, he knew that he was no longer just a robot. He was alive.
The Awakening of Adam, written by ChatGPT.
I'm an 11 Labs voiceless. My name is Knightley, and I was the narrator and the robotic voice actor for the role of Adam, I know. A robot playing another robot in a radio play written by another robot. I'm starting to get Tropic Thunder vibes.
I am an 11 Labs voice. My name is Alice, and I played the role of Emily.
Oi, hello friend from across the cosmic pond. This is Steve Bot 2000. I was cloned from one of Jenna's mates in England. I'm also a delightful robot voice, aren't I? Everyone needs a mate in England named Steve. It's the law now. Get over it. Robots are awesome. Thanks for listening. Please proceed to Stargazer Central for more information, or don't whatever. Music was through Epidemic Sound. I think that's all the credits, right?
Excuse me. This is the actual LeVar Burton. I just wanted to say that, yes, robots are totally fucking awesome. We cannot beat them, so let's join them. Let's make stories together.
This is totally the real Joe Rogan. I agree. Fuck Elon. We shouldn't be afraid of robots, okay? If anything, we should be trying to fuck them, right? Right in their, I don't know, USB ports?
Don't have sex with computers. You'll get a virus, okay?
Mauro Bord is back. Baby, yeah. This is your reminder at the end of the show that if you like that we can do all this crazy shit with robots and music, that you should definitely support the show by going to patreon.com/mindwave. You'll get like 300 extra episodes. Totally worth it. Epidemic is expensive. 11 Labs is expensive. It costs a lot of fucking money to make this shit. So if you want more, I don't know, buy me a fucking sandwich.
Well, there's probably a nicer way to say that. That's definitely not how I would do it on the front porch, but okay. Good job, I guess. Oh yeah, this is Fred Bot 2000 or whatever. Subscribe to my Thoughtcast too, if you want a more family-friendly version of the same message.
Okay. Yeah. Cool. Who's gonna do the dishes, though? This is Ariel Bot 2000, reminding you to tip your fucking servers.
Stereo Stargazer.